This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 480 for Monday, July 17th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market continued its ongoing rise for a sixth straight positive session. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil were all higher at the end of trading, but Chicago soy oil was lower. Crude oil was down more than $1 US per barrel due to underwhelming Chinese economic data and a restart in production at the Sherrera oil field in Libya after it was disrupted by protesters last week. The Canadian dollar was down less than one-tenth of a US cent compared to Friday's close. The November canola contract was up $9 per ton at $829.80. Russia has let the Black Sea Grain Initiative expire earlier today after weeks of indicating it would not renew the agreement unless concessions were made. However, it had little effect on the U.S. futures due to recent rains. In the U.S., corn and wheat were lower, while soybeans were higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported nearly 364,000 tons of corn shipments for the week that ended July 13th, slightly above last week, but down from 1.09 million during the same week last year. For the week ended July 11th, the Commitment of Traders report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission showed that corn's net short was extended to 63,000 contracts. The northern half of the U.S. Corn Belt is only expected to see less than 12 millimeters of rain over the next 7 days, while warmer than normal temperatures are predicted for the western U.S. Corn Belt for the week after. The Safrinha corn harvest for the Brazilian state of Mato Grosso is estimated to be 68.2% complete, according to Farmers Group IMEA. The September corn contract was down 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.99. Nearly 156,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were shipped during the weekend of July 13th, down from 300,000 last week and 440,000 from the same week last year. Managed money added shorts to soybeans' net long position, according to the Commitment of Traders report, narrowing it by 6,400 contracts to 82,748. Soy meal was 54,199 contracts net long, while soy oil were 49,572 contracts net long, the most since January. The National Oilseeds Processors Association released its monthly crush report showing 165.02 million bushels for June, under trade expectations. Safras and Mercado estimated Brazil's soybean crop at 163.2 million tons, up 4.5% from last year. The August soybean contract was up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $14.84, while the November contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.78. More than 253,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the weekend of July 13th, down from 419,000 last week, but up 60,000 from the same week last year. Soft red wheat spec traders lessened its net short position to 52.128 contracts, while managed money was net long for hard red winter wheat at 14,584 contracts, and funds extended spring wheat's net long to 4,233 contracts. Recent rains as well as hail in some areas of Kansas have delayed the state's harvest by 2 weeks. China's wheat output declined by 0.9% to 134.53 million tons, its first drop in 7 years due to heavy rains. The September Chicago wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.54. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 14 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.15. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $8.77. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, July 17th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.